According to data obtained by the Associated Press, 13,000 immigrants charged with minor traffic offenses were deported nationally in 2010. That's almost three times the 4,500 such deportations in 2008. Madison immigration attorney Gloralee Lopez says since Governor Walker signed on to the Federal Secure Communities Program earlier this year, the number of people being deported after being caught without a driver's license in Wisconsin has gone up steadily.
It's an unprecedented record of removals of individuals who otherwise are complying. You know, they're good members of society, and they really do not represent the dangerous criminals that the Obama administration claims to, you know, be focusing on in terms of removal.
The Secure Communities Program requires local police to send fingerprints of all suspected illegal immigrants to the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. The data released this week also shows a rise in deportations of people with drug offenses. That number was up from 36,000 in 2008 to 45,000 last year. Those deported after being charged with drunk driving also increased from about 11,000 in 2008 to 27,000 last year. Supporters of the Secure Communities Program say the program is working because more dangerous criminals are being caught and removed. Critics say it's casting too broad a net and catching people who deserve a chance to become legal residents. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.